Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
All right. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Stiff Socks.
How them socks feeling? Are you wearing socks today?
I always wear socks, dude. Are you?
I'm not, dude. Well, when you wear some fucking weird ass hipster bitch shoes like these, you ain't gotta wear socks
anymore. Time the fuck out. First of all, you could catch fish using those shoes,
bro.
No problem.
These things right here get you the freshest salmon, bro.
Oh,
you
dude,
just put these by the fucking money. They swim upstream, right?
Upstream.
Why are they such go getters? Salmon are the CrossFit of the goddamn sea.
Oh, dude, they are. Dude, why, you ever see a salmon in real life? Those motherfuckers are jacked. Huge.
Why are they so out here like that?
Because I think they're swimming upstream to fuck.
Are they?
I don't know,
dude,
man.
They're like that asshole at the airport who's running up the escalator. It's like, bro.
I hate that dude.
Fuck you. Is that salmon?
I think it's salmon. That is salmon.
How's nobody questioned that? Or do you think they're fucking buff or just dumb?
Salmon?
Yeah.
I think there's more pussy upstream.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I really, now I feel real dumb not knowing, because I know that salmon swim upstream. It's either to fuck or like lay eggs. Do fish lay eggs?
Yo, yeah, I really, fish eggs.
I'm slowly realizing that we don't know anything.
No.
You know what I mean?
Because there's for sure answers on the internet. I love when people do that. Like, they'll be like, yo, why do birds fly south? Everybody's like, everybody says why they think. And then the one guy pulls out the phone and is like, well, according to Google, I'm like, nobody gives a fuck, Chase, dude. We're trying to have fun here.
Yeah, this
we don't care about the actual answer.
We don't
fucking
care about
Nat
facts,
Geo,
dude,
you bitch.
Because facts aren't funny.
No. Because, like, what if you, like looked up the salmon one? It's like, well, when they get real sad, they swim up north to remember their ma and pa fish. You're like, I don't want to fucking know that. Just tell me they're banging.
Dude, no one cares about your fucking, issues.
Dude, every animal, all they do is to mate. Everything they fucking, you remember a few months ago when all the butterflies were in town, they're flying across?
The fuck, man?
Everybody's like, that's so beautiful. It's like, no, they're just a bunch of horny ass butterflies being like, yeah, fuck, we gotta get to Portland, dude. It's fucking weather out there.
Yeah, do you see how they were acting around here? They were acting.
They couldn't fly straight, bro.
No, dude, because they were so full of cum.
Dude, they're flying fucking left and right. They're all lopsided because the cum was swishing around, dude.
Oh, man, dude.
Flying like a bunch of fucking little people. Call back to last episode.
Hey,
it sounds very bad.
If you didn't listen, you have no idea. Dude, are they full of cum or like full of pollen? To me, butterflies
do they cum pollen.
No, dude.
Wow. Bro, what if though? What if butterflies came pollen and then we just turn their cum into honey? How does every episode turn into cum? I don't know, bro.
Buddy, I think we're mixing up a lot of things, dude.
Yeah. Also, don't take any of this like seriously. Like some guy presents his paper tomorrow. Here's why butterflies fly north.
They're full of cum.
Teacher's like,
Interesting.
So last episode we did this where we answered some questions that you guys submitted to the Instagram, and there were some pretty good ones on there.
Yeah,
so
you guys are doing great.
We are gonna read some for you guys. Number one, the first one we got, why did my wife leave me?
It's not in there, is it?
That is in here, right here. I would read the name, but I don't. Well, here's the funny part.
Yeah,
it says, why did my wife leave me? But the guy's Instagram name, I'm not going to tell you how it's spelled, is Chase Your Dreams. I think Dreams is his wife. Chase your fucking wife, dude.
Chase Your Dreams. That sounds like an account from a butterfly.
Right, dude? Maybe him chasing his dreams got him his wife to leave him.
Buddy, why did your wife leave you, man? I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know anything about you. You know? I don't know. Maybe you're following your dreams too extensively and she's not on board for all your dreams. So if that's the case, dude, fuck her, bro. Your dreams are more important than your wife. Yeah, don't listen to any of this, man. I don't know. You gave me no context. I can't give any advice.
Let me say this. She didn't leave you. You left her.
Boom.
Perspective, baby. Glass half full, baby. This is an actual decent question.
Swim
from a human
up that
being.
Stream,
Sam
Chase.
And Dick, bro.
Swim up that stream, dude.
This is an actual question.
All right, give it to me.
Maybe a little bit more serious. Who is the most random person who has had the biggest influence on your life?
Oh.
I think like random, not like someone that's not like your mom or dad, because that's like the obvious answer. But who's somebody like random?
But yeah, but that's not random. Your mom and dad's not random.
Right. That's, well,
oh, that's what you're saying.
I'm saying like not like the easy answers. Like,
right.
Like who's one that if you were to say at an award ceremony, people would be like, really? Flavor Flav? Wow. Okay. All right. That's. I guess he's into clocks.
He Flavor loves to Flav. Be punctual. I'll tell you what.
Flavor Flav putting a clock around his neck is arguably, I don't think enough people talk about how great of a flex it is.
Yo, do you think he started off with something else? Like a rhinoceros's nose or something
around
like
his neck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Think he was just like, he saw other rappers and saw their watches on their wrist. He's like, fuck all that. I'm going to go bigger. And then it was just like,
yeah.
And here's my necklace of time, which is so funny because it's such a shitty angle to look at it when you look down.
Yeah.
Like he never knew what the time was. But rappers never know what the fuck the time is.
Yeah, because they can't look at their watch because it's full of diamonds.
Yeah, they're like, hey, be here at noon. The guy's like, hey, fuck all that. I show up at 6 p.m. Aha, I pour lean in your baby mama's mouth. And you're like, she's pregnant, bro. What are you? Rappers don't know what time is, and it is the funniest thing ever.
No, they have no idea.
They're like, hey, you're going on stage at 1 a.m. He's like, 4 a.m. it is, bitch.
No, but they're like, no, sir, 1 a.m. It's 1 a.m.
In the contract, you will get paid if you go on at 1 a.m.
He's like, yo, no doubt, dude. 6 a.m. I'll be there. I'll be sleeping. Like,
yeah,
no,
I got
what?
A flight
no,
there at 2 a.m., though. That's not going to work. Yeah, it is, though. What up? Screw.
See, weep. Yeah, they yeah. love that shit, dude.
Rappers are hilarious.
Flavor dude, you know what's so funny about rappers to me is their use of numbers. They love numbers so much, dude.
In like what sense? Like in their names?
Huh?
Like in their names? Or
no,
in the
dude, they just love to say numbers in raps. If rappers couldn't say numbers, their rap would just fall apart. They always go 16 on my 9, 7, 11s. I take 16s and I put it on my 8, 9, 11. They just say numbers.
Sounds
all
like
of
a Rick
the time.
Ross bar. Also, yeah. The most iconic numbers in a rap song. You know what
Give
it is?
Me. What?
281-330-8004.
Oh!
You know what it's from?
Give it to me again. I need the...
281-330-8004. Pretend I said it in a Houston or Texas accent.
Dude, that's my phone number, bro.
Shit, my bad. That's Mike Jones. Mike Jones. Hit Mike Jones up off the low because Mike Jones about to blow. Right. 281-330-8004.
Dude, Mike
that's a
Jones.
Fucking, that's the funniest thing ever. That was his real number at the time.
That's so funny, dude.
He was just like,
that's so funny.
Here's my number. And then they're like, the song is doing fantastic on the Billboard. He's like, I should probably change that.
Yeah, he goes, do you know why I know for sure my song is doing good? Because my phone just won't stop ringing.
I wonder who has that number now. Or if it's like a fucking national landline. It's like a historic monument.
Yeah, yeah.
You
I don't
call
yeah.
it, you have reached the residency of Michael Jones.
Dude, what is that super famous song that like says a number in...
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's like a very, very white song. Shit.
It's not Roxanne, but it's one of those.
God damn. Gabe, you know?
Another red light.
Oh, Gabe's writing 8, the answer 6, right now.
8675309.
8675309.
Bro, white people are born knowing that song.
Buddy, Gabe.
You come out the womb and there's no way. He sang his first words. What is it? 8675309.
And the dad.
Say mama, say daddy. I don't know.
Dude, you know if you call that number, there is like a voicemail.
Really?
Yeah, it says, you're fucking stupid, bro.
Stop calling. It's been 35 years. Leave me the fuck alone.
Jesus, dude.
It's hilarious.
Dude, Mike Jones, speaking of him, he was the best at marketing.
Yeah.
He was the best.
I love Mike Jones.
At marketing. He said his name every 14 seconds.
Mike Jones. Well, that was his tag. Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones.
Yeah, but all of his songs. You know the producers? You made a sketch about it. You know how producers just say their names over
and
over?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's genius.
That's smart, dude. And that's literally how producers have gotten so big in the last few years, because they just throw their little their tags on it.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, in the middle of our jokes, we just set our Instagram handles?
Right. It was. Dude, the only people that plug their Instagram on stage are people who bomb on stage. You ever notice that? They'd be like, hey, man, y'all was whatever, but go ahead and follow me at TheJokester19. No.
Do you know what's so funny to me is when you're like, sometimes you go to like open mic to work out a joke, and an open micer will bomb his dick off and then be like, anyway, check me out on at, it's like, no.
Bro, I'm not following anybody. Dude, I don't think I've ever not, I've never followed somebody just off their standup that I didn't already know who they were.
100%.
Bro, I'm not going to.
Plus, I'm gonna be honest, dude. Sometimes I do shout my Instagram out at the end, like if the show does. If the
show, yeah, dude.
Headline of the show goes well.
Check me out. Boom.
Right.
That makes sense.
You know, what's so funny. I subliminally tell them that my Instagram handle is easy to do, and that's. I mean, I go if y'all liked me, follow my Instagram. It's very easy. It's very very easy. It's Blau Comedy BL, and I just say it. I think this day and age, since no one has a memory, you need to be like, you're dumb if you don't remember this. This is easy. You're an idiot. This is easy.
Yeah, I also didn't know how many people don't know how to spell Trevor, because they'll be like, yo, what's your Instagram? And they go to type it out, and it's not popping up, and I look at the phone, and they spell it with an E-R at the end.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you ever...
I'm going to be honest, dude. I'm the worst spell in the world. I would spell with an E-R.
E-R?
I'm going to be honest. I think you might be E-R in my phone. Ooh!
Shit, dude. I might have to legally change it then, bro.
I mean, dude... did I ever tell you a story about when I think I did when I was opening for D'Elia, and then at the end of the show I went out to just take some pictures, and everyone was still filing out, so there was some people in the front row, and they yelled out to me, this is like a big theater, and they yelled out to me like, hey, I liked your show, do you have like Instagram? And at the time my Instagram handle was pretty convoluted, so I just gave them my name, and I was like, yeah, just Google me. And they're like, oh yeah, what's your name? I go, Michael Blaustein. And the dude looks at me for a beat, he goes, yeah, all right. And just
I don't know how to spell all that shit. Too many I's and E's and Steins and Blau.
Oh, he said, what did you say, dude?
You got a sound effect in the middle of that shit? Yeah. Blau? What the fuck is Blau? B-L-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O- We got a little tangent there. But.
Yeah, we did. We definitely got. I would say, I don't know if this is random, but it is random that it's Ace Ventura.
Okay.
That's like a, I mean, it's a movie character, so I guess it's random. I mean,
in a sense that like.
It's Jim Carrey, essentially.
Right, right. So, but his character in Ace Ventura resonated with you or made you want to just.
Well, what happened is it resonated with me so much because like I did, like my, you know, my sixth grade teacher made me do like Ace Ventura, like little monologues in the class. So I was. I didn't tell you that?
No.
Yeah, dude. When I was in sixth grade, my sister, who was in eighth grade, brought me into her eighth grade class because the teacher in her class wanted to watch me do Ace Ventura. So like,
really?
Yeah, dude.
It's like a fucking puppet. Do it.
Oh, buddy. And when you're in sixth grade and you go into an eighth grade class, bro, like, that's,
you looks like you're in a fucking prison, dude. You see a guy with a pencil mustache and you're like, yo, we ain't in sixth grade anymore.
Yeah, yo, you got hair underneath your armpits?
The fuck, bro?
Are you a Viking, bro?
Yeah, right.
But dude, yeah.
So wait, was this for show and tell, or was it just like you were the kid at the school? So, it's like, yo, he's got a mean Ace Ventura.
So that's essentially what it was. It was Flag Day, so we had a half day. So you know,
Flag Day.
I don't know, bro.
Why the fuck are they like, it's Flag Day, baby? Get in the sixth graders, Ace Ventura.
No. But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is like it was like a half day. So you know when you have a half day.
Half days didn't mean shit, bro.
Nothing, bro. No one did dick half days. So there was like 30 more minutes left in the half day. So I guess my sister was talking to a teacher, and my sister let her teacher know that I did Ace Ventura, or whatever. And so they're all laughing, and the teacher was like, bring him in, maybe he can do it for us, but whatever. So my sister brought me into her eighth grade class. I was fucking petrified, dude.
Oh yeah, bro.
Petrified. It was like I felt like I was about to do the Apollo. And yeah, the teacher was like, yeah, so I heard you did Ace Ventura, like do you want to do it some for us? And I was like, oh yeah. And so I started into like, because I literally to this day know every line to that entire movie. Wow. So I started to do it, and then I just started killing, and then I was like, oh, this is what I'm meant to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So that's gotcha. that's how influential it was, because that essentially led me to stand up. I was like, oh, I love laughter that much, and that was the moment where I was like, oh shit, like this is I love this, like this is what I was meant to
do. Yeah,
so that's
okay.
Yeah.
I will raise you, Ace Ventura. That's a great Jim Carrey. I grew up watching him, man. And I will go on the record and say Dumb and Dumber is my favorite movie of all time. And I think,
wow,
yeah, you're a fan of Dumb and Dumber?
Can I be sacrilegious right now?
You don't like it?
I think the movie's cool. I think it's cool. All right. I think it's cool.
All right. I think there's so many quotes in it. It's just so him and Jeff Daniels. That chemistry is just I don't. It might be one of those movies where, like, you watched it as a kid and you loved it and you go back and watch it again. Like, yeah, it was cool. Yeah. But I did see it a year or two ago and I fucking loved that movie.
Do you know the Jeff Daniels story behind that?
Didn't he, like, improv all of it?
No, so, or maybe.
He didn't even.
I don't know that part.
Do it or something?
No, so he wanted to do it, but the entire studio did not want him to do it because he wasn't comedy.
He's not a comedy actor.
He's, like, crazy, dramatic, amazing, dramatic
actor.
That's
why all the studios now.
Yeah, so they brought him in, and through a series of events, they hired him. But essentially, they didn't shoot any of his shit for the first, like, whatever weeks. They didn't shoot any Jim Carrey stuff for the beginning of the first 2 weeks because they were essentially, like, testing Jeff Daniels to see if he could do it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So because if they shot Jim Carrey stuff with Jeff Daniels stuff, then they have to keep it. Then Jim Carrey's working.
So
they're
like, yo, if we got to scrap you, we scrap you. Jim's still chilling. Bro. Wow.
Can you imagine Can you imagine being that famous and working under those conditions? They were essentially being like, go ahead, please fuck up because we'll fire you immediately.
Dude.
I know, bro.
I don't know. There's something about that movie. There's so many quotes and it's just so funny. It's just like, I love that type of humor.
Yeah.
So shout out Jim Carrey. He's a fucking man. I'm going to go my most random influential person.
Give it to me.
Fucking Soulja Boy. Dude, I love
Soulja Boy.
I love Soulja Boy. The thing is, like, he has been around since 2007. We're talking 12 years in the game.
I think maybe before that, right?
I think Crank That came out in 07.
Okay.
I remember because every fucking kid on my block went bananas when that shit came out.
Oh, dude, I sat at home and learned the dance.
Dude, I saw a fucking rooster doing the Crank That one morning. I was like, that's when the shit really blew up.
Dude, my mom was doing Crank That.
Bro, everywhere.
Yeah.
And I didn't think he was, like, dope then. I think Soulja Boy's dope now. What, he's hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
He is super
funny.
And he's
a businessman, dude. He literally was like, oh, Apple made a cell phone? I made a cell phone. You guys got AirPods? I got Soulja Pods. You guys want to, like, he's a fucking,
are people buying Soulja Boy pods?
I don't think
so. No, right?
I think anybody that can sustain any sort of relevancy for that long in the rap game is hilarious to me.
I didn't watch that full Breakfast Club interview.
It's amazing. I've watched it 3 times.
Really?
It's an hour long.
Can you give me, like, some highlights of it? Because I didn't.
He brings on his game console that he's made. First of all, he just throws his name on front of everything. It's like a Soulja GameCube. It's like, what? So he's just, like, pitching everything, and he's literally just, like, his confidence is what sells me on it.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, he's pretty much saying, like, I had the biggest comeback, and they're, like, you literally didn't. Meek Mill got out of jail, had a #1 record. Tyga got fucking his heart smashed by a Kardashian. His fucking baby mama's, or I don't know if they had a kid. No, he didn't have. Tyga's getting his bitch fucked to Travis Scott, just getting destroyed by everybody on the Breakfast Club. Yeah. And he's just rising above. He's like, no, fuck all y'all. I've been doing this, that. He held his own, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, you know, I don't know. It's just, he's just randomly mad motivated and he's just fucking hilarious. And
I mean,
he's an entrepreneur.
So is that why? Is that why, like, I think he inspires, like, you in a weird way?
A weird way, it's just like, as much shit as people will forever talk about Soulja Boy, like, all the comments on the video were like, yo, I used to think Soulja Boy was a joke, but, like, you gotta admit, this dude's, he's holding his own. He's making his own money. Like, I just think Soulja Boy is fucking, dude, he knows what the internet thinks of him, and he's just like, fuck all that.
Is he just sort of using that negativity to his advantage? It seems like, right? If everyone's, because, I mean, they say it's that bad press is good press type of thing.
Dude, I'm pretty sure, like, he's the type of guy that, like, if somebody were to make a meme out of him, he would just make a song with the same title of that meme.
To what I'm saying.
He capitalizes off that shit. Yeah. It's to the point where, like, you don't even want to make fun of him anymore. You're like, bro, you made a fucking song after? I think after he fought Chris Brown, I'm pretty sure he dropped I'm pretty sure I put out a song.
He fought Chris Brown?
No, they're going to. This was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Chris Brown would fucking light him up, dude.
Soulja Boy's got that crackhead energy.
Dude,
I feel like that fight would be pretty good.
Have you seen Chris Brown's hog, bro?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Is he fucking using that as a baton?
Oh my gosh.
Packing heat?
Oh my gosh.
Speaking about, yeah, I don't know. Do you think
it looks like a baby's leg? It's crazy, dude. I saw a picture of it.
Where?
And I was
how?
Like,
why?
I was like, is his daughter behind him putting the... It's crazy, dude.
Where did you...
On the internet.
It was just out there?
Buddy.
That's the thing. If like, dude, if he's packing heat, I would not give a shit if my... If my nudes leaked, packing like a fucking anaconda, I'd be good.
Yeah, okay,
put a filter on it.
Dude, the only people that are freaking out that their nudes out there are people with little like Mike and Ike dicks.
Mike and Ike dicks. Yeah, bro, that's why my nudes fucking woof. Those shits better not leak, dude.
You're a virgin, bro.
True. Hey, a virgin don't mean my dick pics can't be out there.
I think that's exactly what it means, man.
It's like my marketing technique. Fuck me. Here you go.
No, dude, but Chris Brown would fuck him. Chris Brown's an... Have you ever seen Chris Brown, like, first of all, dance? Just even dancing, he would just crush him and just...
Oh,
kick
yeah,
him
dude,
in the
you throw a right hook and he fucking curves it with a Michael Jackson fucking moonwalk. You're fucked.
Yeah, and that dude's an athlete, man. You ever seen him play basketball?
Yeah, he is an athlete. Hoop, I think Soulja Boy would come out... You know how, like, you see the fighters that get all spazzy real quick and then they burn out? I think Soulja Boy would come out swinging crazy, yelling a bunch, he'd get tired and then get KO'd. But
yeah, Soulja Boy would come out with like a crank that move, and then Chris Brown would throw a haymaker Rihanna right to his face, dude.
Ooh.
And then boom, 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 it would be over.
Jeez.
Yeah. Just done, dude.
I forgot about that Rihanna thing.
Oh man. So that's pretty impressive though. Soulja Boy, that's very random.
It is. It's just I think when I think of that question, like who's somebody who randomly inspires you, I think it's literally like at the end of the day, I can go there and be like, dude's a businessman, he's making his money and he can make me laugh.
You think he's happy?
Nah.
Nah.
He's got a fucking giant house in Malibu, but it's like, I don't know. I don't know how many rappers are like, Soulja come kick it type shit.
Yeah, I think he's very isolated.
Yeah, I think that's what it is isolation.
Is it, dude, isn't he like a crazy... successful like producer as well, right? Like he produces a ton of people's shit. Or is that not right?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
But I know he's got his hands in a bunch of different money piles. So like he's just investing a bunch of shit. He's like got like stocks. He's like oddly a businessman, but like I don't know if he's just got an accountant doing this shit for him or what. But I don't know. I think Soulja Boy's like kind of like oddly. I don't know. That's just the way I interpreted that question. I was like, yeah, that's a random. Random person who I wouldn't think would ever inspire me.
And that's literally the last person I ever think you'd say. Soulja Boy.
Who does it look like I'd say?
A surfboard?
Right? Just Macklemore? Surfboard? Fucking SpongeBob? Sandy Cheeks?
Yeah. Sandy Cheeks?
You know, she's living a rough life, bro. She's allergic to water, but she's living in the water. You ever think about that?
Dude, that's truth. Facts like I've never heard them.
Bro, she's living a fucking struggle of a life.
So, dude, that's like us allergic to oxygen.
Wow. But we still live on the earth.
And we still live on the earth day in and day out just living that fucking life, dude.
But you gotta make
that's
it work.
That's inspiration,
you know? That is. A lot of people think Sandy Cheeks is just some chick from Texas.
Wow.
It's more than that, bro.
Wow, dude. You know all those posters that are like inspirational? You should just have a Sandy Cheeks
dude.
Just picture above your headboard. Every single time you wake up, you go, my life is hard. And oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
I actually call my room Bikini Bottom.
You call your whole room Bikini Bottom?
Yeah, that's probably why no girl's ever seen the Bikini Bottom. But it's you know, population is ever growing. You know?
Well, how come you never had sex before?
I tried it once, but I didn't really try it. I just thought about it. You know, just the whole like skin on skin thing, dude. It's kind of weird, you know? Think about it, right?
Real talk, though, sex is super weird.
like weird.
Think. Have you ever done this before? Think about what it's like. And really, really put yourself there emotionally. Think about what it would be like to have a vagina and have a penis in you. Like, there's a penis in you.
Right.
And, like, you want that. That's crazy. Hey, man, can you please put it in? Like, it's in you, dude.
Right.
It's like, by your, like, stomach. If you got a Chris Brown thing, it's like by your throat.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's coming up out the eyes, dude, actually. I mean, yeah, it is funny.
Maybe that's how he beat Rihanna, not even with his fist.
Just fucking swinging dick around? He slipped on a banana peel and the dick just fucking went flying around the house? That's pretty crazy, man. I don't know. I think it is a foreign concept. It's funny. I think it is.
But, like, just think about, like, what it would feel. Like, it's weird. It's a very high thought. But like, what it would feel like to have? It's I don't know, man.
You high right now, bro?
I think
it's a very
so.
High
dude.
Thought to have.
Dude,
you ever think about a penis and a penis? I think the weirdest part is that we all came from a little sperm cell.
Yo,
that's the fucking gnarliest thing. Cause like, I was one sperm cell away from being a fucking I don't know, just a kid in... A kid that doesn't even like know how to add or subtract. I don't know if I still know how to do that.
No,
like,
dude, you're one sperm away from just being on the floor. Jesus or being God. On like, or like just being on your mom's tit as opposed to being in your mom. That's true.
But like I was the one that landed in the egg, but who knows who's behind me? I could have been a doctor behind me.
Yeah. You could have been you could have been way better at sports, dude.
I would have loved to hear some oh fuck.
Dude, that's crazy. How are you not better at sports? You won the race. You were the best. That's how unathletic your fucking dad is. That all of his, the most athletic, fast, sperm. Most motivated sperm was you.
Yeah.
Think about how unathletic
dude,
you have been.
I think it was like, cool. I think it was like a last day on earth thing. Like something must have happened where all the, like, I think like there's probably something like plan B in there, but like, yeah. Like my sperm somehow like fucking was sick that day, missed the fucking nuke,
right.
Walked his way to the finish line.
Yeah.
There's no way I'd beat a whole That's fucking load of sperm. Like I was probably the last one.
Yeah.
But. With tragedy comes comedy, so that sperm was like, fuck, all the other sperm died. I guess I'm the only one here. Comedy, boom, comedian, here I am.
Boom, boom. Or when your dad,
science, bro.
Or when your dad comes, he just comes one sperm.
What would that look like?
It would be very small.
Could you imagine?
It would look like an eyedropper of cum. Just,
bro, less.
Dude, what if he just, he had to eyedrop it in your mind?
Okay, all right. Okay, all right.
Oh man, that's so funny, dude. You know my dad said something to me so fucking funny before, dude. He told me he was a mistake.
He was.
Or, I'm sorry that I was a mistake. I apologize. Well,
there's a lot of mistake babies walking around there, dude.
Buddy, I have a whole bit about it. Uh-huh. I have a whole bit where I'm like, why are you telling me this? This doesn't benefit me. Everyone knows that they're a mistake because I go, hey, who's a mistake? Whatever. A lot of people clap. I go, isn't that funny that we know that? Why do we know that? It does not benefit us in the least to know that. Anyways, but I was a mistake, and he told me that literally. Like how I was conceived. He told me that like my mom and him were definitely going to get a divorce. Like they were having a horrendous fucking time ago of it in terms of, yeah, right? And then they got high on cocaine. They went
You're
to-
You're a coke baby?
Buddy, I'm made from cocaine.
I was
going
to say, bro, that jawline is way too good to not have a little bit of cocaine in it. You know what I'm saying? Like a little bit.
So he told me that he went to my grandma's house for Thanksgiving. They got high on cocaine, as one does for Thanksgiving. And then one thing led to another, and then that's how I was born.
You were born, your parents made you coked out on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
So you're half coke, half fucking gravy.
Yeah.
A bit of stuffing on top.
That's
such a weird load.
It's
all slow, but it's fast because the gravy's holding you back, but the coke's pulling you along.
Oh, dude, it's everyone's sleepy. There's a bunch of tryptophan everywhere.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I could fuck after Thanksgiving. You know how tired you are?
Dude.
You were probably not
but they were on coke, bro.
So they're probably normal because you're tired as fuck. Coke brings you to zero.
Yeah, they were zero. Yeah.
Wow.
Cocaine made them forget all of their marital issues and they just really went to work. And my dad told me that I'm probably a comedian because I was made from cocaine. That's what he told me.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what I told him? I go, no, I'm a comedian because you told me I was made from cocaine. That's why I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you telling me that?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah, that was one of the questions is what when did you realize you want to be a comedian? When my dad shot out cum and I was in there mixed with the fucking coke boys and I was either going to do this or promote nightclubs in Miami. So fucking here I am, baby.
Can you imagine being a fucking promoter in Miami? Oh, dude, man.
Dude, yeah. So cum and gravy?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, dude.
That's literally how he told me that I was made. Don't tell me that. Don't fucking tell me that. That's the whole thing. I don't need to know that. That never benefits me in the
right. It's not like you're saying, all right, I'm gonna be an adventurous kid. I'm gonna be Evel Knievel because I wasn't even supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody said that before.
Of course, I guess it's a good motivator on some level, but like I
also use it to get out of shit.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to, you know, pull like an angry white woman in like the South, like all those viral videos. But like, you're gonna fucking charge me tax because I was a mistake baby. Okay, that's fine. You just don't care about mistake babies. I feel like you could pull a little race car with that.
Maybe.
A little empathy.
Yeah, there's a line in that bit that I have where I go, there's no reason to tell anyone. I will never find out. I go, my birth certificate is not stamped with didn't pull out.
Yeah.
I'll never fucking know.
That would be funny, though.
That would be so funny.
That would be funny if you got a different birth certificate.
Buddy, there's a
pack of condoms on the side of it. Michael Blazon.
There was a part of me. I got the 23andMe thing done. There was a part of me that was like, yo, what if I find out I'm not like related to this family? Like, there's a bunch of like African DNA and everyone's like, whoa, whose kid are you? You know what I mean?
They're kind
of
dope, though.
That would be real dope. I'm going to tell you right now, I was pissed that I was so white. fucking pissed.
How
48% Ashkenazi Jew. Go fuck. Ooh. Fucking disgusting. 48,
bro? You might as well round to 100. At that point, it's like, what else fucking matters, dude?
Dude, if you're 10% Ashkenazi Jew, you're 100% Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that works, man. Did you ever go to fucking Israel for whatever that trip
was? I did.
Called?
I actually did.
What?
Birthright, yeah.
No!
I did that shit literally when they were in the war with the Gaza Strip. It was like a terrible time to go.
Dude, they were in a war with a strip club?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guy who doesn't know about history.
Strippers kept throwing over like fucking like Percocet, like the thongs. They were launching them as like fucking... What's that shit called? A slingshot? Yeah. It was a... But no, I went and it was so bad when I went to the point where our group... They put out a release like, hey, if you guys cancel, it's fine. We get it.
Yeah.
Half our group bailed, and then we merged with another group in New York of those people who are still down. So, like, it was, like, highly recommended not to go. But we're like, we should be chill because I was already in New York at the time. And we're like, fuck it. We're already here. So,
dude, your parents let you go?
No. Well, that's the thing. Because so me and my buddy, we went to New York for a week because that's where our trip was leaving out of.
Yeah.
And it got real bad the week we were there. So my parents like, fly back to LA. We got you. You're good. Sleep in your own bed. They're like, ah, we're already in New York though. So it's kind of what. So we just went. And
so your parents let you go to a war-torn country because...
They were not happy that I went at all.
Oh, they were pissed.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah,
they were,
I was going to say.
They were not stoked on that at all. But it always...
How was it? Yeah.
It always felt safe, but I remember one night we went out into the middle of this desert when we did like this like camping area.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is where we're going to like, it gets fucking weirdly spiritual on some bullshit level that they try to like fucking engrave in your brain, whatever.
It's some weird cult shit, man.
Yeah, it 100% is.
They go, hey, come over. It's for fun. It's just like.
Well, they market to Jews and they use the one word we all love.
Money.
Yeah. This shit is free. All right. It's free and we got fucking pita bread.
That is literally the most Jewish thing ever. Can you explain Birthright to people that don't know what
Birthright
is?
You get to go to Israel for 10 days for free and they show you like five different cities and they like treat it as a tour, but they subtly just brainwash a little bit. They're like, yeah, that's a fucking camel over there. That's a native. And this is where you're signing to live here and join our military. It's very discreet. They'll throw it in super randomly. But I remember we're in the desert one night because they wanted us to be like, you know, be your own person, find out who you are. And so we all walked, this is in the night, we all walked separate ways. We all went like 50 yards on our own so we could be complete isolation. We're laying there and in the background, you could hear explosions.
Jesus.
So what Israel has is the Iron Shield and that intercepts missiles coming in. So you could hear the Iron Shield at work.
Hold on. I'm sorry, dude. Iron Shield, like it's actually... iron, or is it just like a missile defense system?
Israel's fucking military is
insane. It's gotta be. It's in the middle of every country that
it
fucking hates them.
Insane. Like, bro, Jews were strapped up, bro. You go anywhere and they got like an M16. Try to get a fucking iced tea, M16. Chuck E. Cheese, M16.
Yeah.
Try to buy an M16, dude had an M16.
Like, I just like to... I need to go to...
But it's crazy. Like, dude. So that's when it really hit me how like fucking gnarly it was.
Yeah.
And that was like, there was like two nights of the trip left and I was like, I kind of want to get out of here. You could hear the fucking thing. I remember we were supposed to go to Tel Aviv on like the first or second day and then they're like, Tel Aviv got bombed this morning. So we're going to go to this place Eilat, but don't worry, it's way nicer. And we're like, okay. I felt safe the whole trip.
Are you feeling safe when you're hearing the fucking iron glove at work or whatever?
Because, dude, their fucking, their military system, like, they intercept the fuck ton. I guess they get rockets fired at them, like, 20 times a day.
Dude,
like,
it's a lot. Can you imagine the type of person you're going to turn into? Like, how are they not more, like, Israeli just fucking powerhouses of everything? You're, like, born into, like, that type of stuff where day in and day you're hearing, like, bombs, how do you not just, like, become it's the next, gnarly, like, LeBron dude. Or some shit?
Yeah, bro. It's not a place to play around, though. Like, I don't know if anybody there has ever told a joke. Like they're fucking, like, they're serious, bro. Like, everybody's just strapped up and on their edge at all given times. It was fun, but, like, one thing that, like, threw me off, because when we flew in from New York, we're like, fuck it, we're gone, whatever, we'll see. And we land, and everybody starts clapping.
What do you mean?
When we land in the Israel airport
at
Tel Aviv, which is constant attack, that's their biggest, that's their, like, Los Angeles, damn near, everybody starts clapping. I don't know if that's a Jewish tradition or if that's like, we didn't get bombed.
I think it's we didn't get bombed.
That's what I was thinking. So,
dude, how are you comfortable?
I was kind of tripping. But since you were constantly always moving and doing activities, like your mind's not really on it.
So what are these activities? You just like going around like eating like lox and bagels? Like what are you doing?
A lot of falafel. lots of bagels.
Yeah, a lot of falafel. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, good, a lot of, like a lot of like Jew shit.
Yeah, it's Israel. It's fucking Jew Central, baby.
You guys are just like shooting films and doing stand up.
Taking shots out of yarmulkes and shit, bro. It's fucking lit. It was fun, but it was like definitely like very like, they still call me like once a week. Be like, hey, you want to come back?
Seriously?
Bro, they fucking blow up my phone, dude. You think we used to fuck or something like that? They hit me up constantly.
Dude. Yo, do they want to sponsor the podcast?
They might, dude. They might. It was dope, but it was a little sketch, but I got to go to the motherland.
Dude, I heard on those trips, like, there's a lot of fucking, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, I hooked up with this girl.
Hey! Dina. Now Dina, she gets impressive. What happened?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Walk me through it. Dude, do you think it was like because there's like bombs and shit?
And she was like, if there's one last dick I take, it's a white pasty guy from Los Angeles.
Is she 67? Why is she talking like that?
All Jews talk like that.
You're right.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It was just like my friend was hooking up with her friend, and so it was like, you know, by law of attraction, bing, yeah, bang, boom.
Isn't it
know?
Funny that happens more consistently? Like, if it's two and two, and then your friend's already in, and she's making out, you look at the other girl and go, well, I mean, I guess, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Just sit here and play Parcheesi? Like,
there's no pickup line. You do this with your hands, you just turn the wrist down, you just go, eh.
Yeah.
That's it. Eh, you wanna, I mean, they're already,
yeah, there's
never
there's,
finished.
There's sentence. No even names exchanged. Just right. Like,
I mean, they're doing their, but yeah, bro, some fucking great New York titties, from New York. Great person. Shout out to her. I think she does. I don't know what she does now, but
I think she just worked with her great New York titties.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was like that. So those trips, I mean, everybody, you go when you're like 20, it's like 18, like 22, I think. So in drinking age, there's fucking 18. So everybody's just drinking.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Bro, it's not, it's like, yeah, they're just fucking, you're wilding out, fucking smoking hookah at breakfast. Like nothing matters.
Jeez,
you're wild out.
Of course, nothing matters. You're constantly getting bombed. Dude.
Oh, bro, you're the least of their worries.
Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, I'm surprised they're not doing like heroin at brunch. Just fucking fuck it.
I think
dude.
One day, yeah, I think we did.
You said you did heroin at brunch?
Yeah, heroin a lot, dude. You fucking smoke salmon, dude. How do you think they smoke it, bro? With a fucking
Jewish
spoon
tradition.
And a lighter. It was dope though, but yeah, it was weird how they brought so much like. Influence it. Yeah, come join. And it was like kind of sad at times. You know, you see some like real like, not third world, but I guess you see some like real poverty shit. You see like fucking young ass kids in the military, yeah. And then I'm over here complaining like, so there's not a Wi-Fi code in this fucking cafe, and you guys say cafe and not cafe. I don't fucking like
you.
This
only
place.
Have 3G, really? That's it?
Yeah.
You only have 3G. Yeah, do you have a red box?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
No fucking red box.
No
here?
Red box. Yeah.
This is bullshit.
It was fun though. It was dope.
But. I never went to. I didn't even know I could go.
Dude, I didn't know
I was that Jewish.
The guy I went with was the least Jewish dude ever. And like, you know how crazy the customs are to get into Israel? It's fucking nuts. So they interview every person to fly over, right?
What?
And because they don't want some like sketch fucking ball, like what? They, so they ask generic
questions. What type
questions.
Of questions? Like, what's
like
your favorite color?
Ones. Yeah, they're like, do you hate Jews? And if you stutter at all, then don't fly. No, yeah. But they ask you like any question just to kind of like gauge who, if you're like nervous or sweaty, then they interrogate you, right? And my friend goes, this is just my friend. He just goes, I don't know, I'm just going. And I was like, this is the worst thing. A California guy in New York says this to like a diehard like TSA agent,
right?
Full Israeli. He's like, "I'm just going, dude, for like the trip." And they're like, "Well, how Jewish are you?" I was like, "Ah, not really."
It's
like
he said, "Not really."
He got
That's
interrogated,
so funny.
And he had a GoPro case with him. Have you ever seen a GoPro case, the big ones?
Yeah,
it looks like you could blow up a fucking car dealership with that shit. Like, so he has that case on him, and
like
he goes,
"Like in a Pelican case?"
Yeah,
like
Pelican
oh,
case, exactly.
No.
Shout out Pelican sponsors. So he's holding a Pelican case,
yeah,
and he goes, "Why are you going there?" He goes, "I'm just fucking going, you know." For what? Are you
fun?
Jewish? I don't even know, dude. I wouldn't be surprised. But he's the type of guy that, like, if they questioned him, he would get defensive. And he got delayed an hour. Our flight got pushed back because this fucking asshole was like, no, I'm just going, dude, whatever.
You can't say whatever to a T. Like,
bro.
You got to be specific. Dude, I get so nervous. Like, any type of customs. Like, if I'm going, like, overseas to do shows and I come back, even come back into America, they go, so, why were you in Australia? I get nervous like I have cocaine in my asshole.
Dude, I smiled in my getting in back into the U.S. from Israel. I smiled and went like a dumb like peace on face. I was like, ha. And he goes, why are you taking this as a joke?
I know.
And I was
dude.
Like, I respect your culture very much. I'm just a dumb American. But like I got questioned on that.
Funny. Like you just tried to.
Yeah, exactly. Comedy sucks. He's like, right this way.
But yeah, dude, they'll ask me. I and I don't even, I'll just like, so why'd you go to Australia? Why are you coming back? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, and just because, you know, I just start stuttering and sweating. I'm just like, I don't have a Glock with me. I'm good. I'm so right. good. It's like when you're fucking in a car and there's a cop next to you just at a stoplight.
Oh, bro.
I start freaking out. Like I literally have drugs in the car.
I turn my volume from 9 to like 3 and it's not even loud. It'll be like, nah, nah, nah.
Dude, I take the passenger side seatbelt and put it on. I got two fucking seatbelts.
Put it on, dude.
Look how safe I am, sir.
You fucking do the 10 and 2 on the wheel.
Oh, buddy. I'm white knuckling
never,
that
you
bitch.
You don't know what a cell phone is. I would never text and drive. Whatever's on the radio, I'm listening to NPR. That's what it is. So funny. That's why I got a ticket because I got so scared from a cop. I was texting while driving, but it was on the on-ramp of an LA freeway, which doesn't move. I'm on my phone, I'm texting, and I look over, and the cop's staring at me dead in the eyes. I should have just dropped the phone. I should have just first response. I got frozen. I looked at him, looked at my phone, then looked back at him.
Yeah.
And we both had a mutual, like, you're a fucking idiot. And then just flipped on the light. So I was like, well, that's on me.
Hold on. So you can get a ticket even if you're not moving?
Dude, fucking on-ramp, not moving.
Let me ask you this. Do you know, can you get a ticket, like, if you're at a red light on your phone?
I think so.
Oh, shit. I need to readjust myself.
I think it's a little bit, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was the end of the month. Maybe this guy's just trying to rack some up. Or I just look like a guy you'd want to give a ticket to.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Dude,
like I could be jaywalking by like, I could just be outside of the line by like 3 inches. And you'd be like, yeah, that's fucking jaywalking in my book.
Dude, I had a cop wild out on me in fucking Philly. My sister was trying to My sister was trying to get me to a comedy club. And so she was looking on her GPS on her phone. And so the cop pulled her over. And I was already late for my show. Right. My sister was like sort of angry that she had to drive me, whatever. And so the cop was like, essentially, he had the energy of like, I'm going to let you off, but I just want to give you a warning. And so, but I didn't read that fully. So I was like, I'm so sorry, sir. Like, it's my fault. Like, she was driving me to the comedy club. Like, if you just give her a warning, like, that'd be great. And he's like, I'm sorry. Don't fucking tell me how to do my job.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to give her a warning. Now I'm not. He just started freaking out, like some power trip, freaking out. And I'm just like, well, I mean, he ended up giving her a warning, but like, he was yelling at me. Like he just very aggressively.
Oh,
no
dude, cops. Yeah, there's two cops. But like, I remember I called a cop in college, bro, and he goes, "I'm not your fucking bro.
Yeah,
do you want to graduate this place?" So I was like, "That's kind of a compliment, right?"
Yeah, it is.
He's like, "What's up, bro?" But he's like, "I'm not your bro."
Yeah, and you're like, "All right, bro, fine.
All right, bitch, fucking gun shit to the head, tasered the left eyeball." This is so funny. I remember some like, so you know how like all the campuses had like the fake cops. Like the student cops who want to one day be a cop.
Yeah.
Some guy like told us like at a Red Cup and he was like in the golf cart. Like we were walking back from a bar at like 1 a.m. He's in one of those cars driving by and he goes, "I get rid of that cup." And I was like, "The fuck are you going to do about it?" Right.
Oh, no.
He's hammered because he's a student cop.
Yeah.
You know, I got that big drunk energy. I'll fucking cuss out a grandma or some shit, you know?
Damn,
and then
dude.
I was like, "The fuck are you going to do about it?" We keep walking. 3 cop cars pull up.
Real cops. Oh, shit.
And I was like, "Oh, I forgot. That dude has a walkie-talkie," and he can literally just be like, "Hey, some guys are shit-talking me. It's a slow fucking night. I think we went out on a Tuesday because that was the big wild college night for us." And then, like, that was the dude I called bro, and he goes, "If you want to graduate, I would stop with all the bro talk." I was like,
Jesus.
It's like, bro, this is the most fucking Florida State University conversation ever. I felt like it was on an episode of Cops.
Also, what you going to arrest me for 3 fucking years? What are you talking about? If you want to graduate.
Well, they let us go, but it's like, they always do that shit. Like, I remember even principals in high school, like, if you did like a senior prank, they'd be like, "If you want to graduate, I'd take down all the teepee from the trees now." It's like, it doesn't fucking matter.
I also want to be like, you know, I don't want to graduate. I don't really care. This is for my parents.
Yeah.
At the moment when you're like 16 and do you want to graduate? Not really, dude.
It's hot outside. I don't want to sit through that fucking bullshit song. As we fed through heaven. Dude, that song makes me want to fucking ungraduate. That song makes me want to go back to kindergarten and drop out.
Dude, that song makes me want to just fucking open up my veins in a hot bath. I fucking hate that song.
That song, who decided that was the song for graduation? Who was like, "This is the one, every time"?
I don't know, but I bet you
take a fucking Migos rendition at this point.
That would be so... Dude, you know what I want to do in my wedding so fucking bad? You know, like, there's the bride and groom, whatever, they have their own fucking, like, "Oh, it's their song, and they want to dance to it. What I want to do so bad is I want to be like, "It's their song, they're going to dance." And we both come out, and then we put on fucking AirPods, and then we just dance the song that
silent
we only can hear.
Silent disco.
Yeah, silent disco, that bitch. I want to do it so fucking bad. Just so... Because it's not about y'all.
I wouldn't give you... I would take my gift back.
Really?
Yeah, whatever gift, whatever fucking salad tosser I gave you, I'd be like, "That's mine now."
I don't want your fucking salad tosser. Anyway, you can't say to me.
It sounds like you do, dude. Sounds like you fucking really hurt by that.
Dude, weddings...
What song would you put, though?
Some like Migos, something dope.
Yeah, you'd have to have a crazy accent so that everybody would want. Because if you're slow dancing, they'd be like, I'm fucking bullshit.
Some loser shit. Yeah.
Sam Smith shit.
Like, yeah, but I'm like Future or something. Some fucking like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah. I love it. I love that idea. Also, I'm not going to have a fucking wedding. Weddings are the dumbest thing in the entire world. This is it's my wedding. I don't need to invite people to watch me get married.
Yeah. Or if I did, I'd make it easy. Fucking FaceTime that bitch. Time in, you know?
Yeah.
Skype that shit.
I'm going to do it in my backyard, buddy. That's it. Backyard, because the only people that I really want there is my fucking mom, my dad, and my sister and my brother. That's it. That's the only people I care about. That's the only people that truly care. If I invited you, like, we're boys, you could come to my wedding, but you don't really care. And I don't, it would
Nobody's
be weird.
Nobody's stoked to get a wedding invite.
Buddy, it would be weird. It would be weird to me if you really care. If you were like, oh, I really care. I'm like, you trying to fuck my girl? Like, that, you know what I mean? You don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, I've never, every
did
time.
Did you just?
What, dude? But, you want to go to that? Yo. I'll fucking take the sound tosser back right now, dog.
You just winked at the camera, bro.
What's up, dude?
You want to go to?
Yeah, I think wedding, I've never seen somebody get stoked on a wedding invite. Every time I've ever seen, and it's funny because my roommate is in that whole lovey-dovey bullshit, and he gets like a wedding invite. Lovey-dovey bullshit. But like him
that
and
sounds
him,
like a single guy.
Lovey-dovey bullshit. Yeah, coming by Akon this summer. Shout out Akon.
Where's Akon, dude?
I fucking love that dude.
I fucking love Akon so much.
He might be my new inspiration. Fuck Soulja Boy Akon.
But you know who can sing so well, speaking of like that kind of genre? Now I'm going to forget his goddamn name. He always sang with so much. Oh, no.
Reuben Studdard.
No, bro. Where is
Clay
Reuben?
Aiken.
Where's Clay Aiken? That's who you look like, bro.
Clay Aiken.
You look like Clay Aiken a little.
Shout out Clay Aiken.
No, dude. Who's that dude? He's a oh man. Do you remember
Nate Dogg?
No, bro.
Remember Kevin Gates.
This is actually funny. Mutombo. Just so wrong. George Mirison. No, dude. He has fucking dreads. He sings. He always sings with so much.
T-Pain.
Thank you, dude.
Oh,
thank you
so much. T-Pain is fucking great,
buddy.
I can always listen to T-Pain,
bro.
I can always. I'm never not in the mood for T-Pain.
Have you ever listened to T-Pain sing just regular? No, acapella.
He's great. I've seen him live.
Incredible, bro.
Yeah.
He can sing his dick off.
That's great.
Oh.
Dude, he's also like 33. You know that?
No.
He's pretty young.
He's 51.
He is 51.
He has the face of a 51-year-old.
Bro, I don't.
He's 33?
Dude, he's young,
no,
bro.
No, he's not.
Bro, he's
dude.
Young. You don't fucking look shit up right now.
Yo, look it up right now. But his dreads look like they come from someone who's at least 55.
His dreads have war stories is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, his dreads went to Vietnam twice.
Age.
Please look it up, man. There's no way. He's realistically, I think
33,
he's at least
85, bro.
He can't be.
He's 33, dude. So he's
T-Pang is 33.
He also started popping off in 07 because I think that's when Apple Bottom Jeans came out because I tried to dance to a girl to Apple Bottom Jeans and she rejected me and I came alone. But that was 07.
You came alone? What are you talking about? Like you jerked
anyway,
off?
So T-Pang. dude, so he's been around for just as long as Soulja Boy. So he's been out for like fucking. But he's, dude, great singer.
T-Pain.
How do we get on the topic of that? What were we talking about?
I just brought
weddings?
It up. Oh, it was weddings. Yeah, yeah. I'm my bad. You're talking about your buddy. Your buddy was going
to. Oh, well, because he.
Yeah.
And every time he opens it, he has the same face. He goes, that's a weird place to get married.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we're getting married in Bali,
buddy.
Which is way too fucking far because I wouldn't even go to a wedding in the Valley.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah,
you T-Pain, dude?
I am T-Pain, bro. We'll eventually start talking about my singing voice in a little bit here, but.
Oh, that's true.
I got that fucking vocals, boy. I got the pipes.
Give it to me. Give me some.
What do you want to hear?
What are we singing?
Karaoke. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear, let me hear Boyz II Men Back at One, dude.
One, you're like a dream come true. Two, I'm going back to one. One. You're like a dream come true. Somebody just came. Came to turn off the radio.
They didn't came.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, anyways, wedding's trash. FaceTime me at your wedding. That's it. I think people's like going to weddings get fucked up. Like, I have friends who tweet out this shit or the post and be like, wedding season. Fuck you. You're excited to go to weddings so you can wear the one suit that you own?
Dude, and it's a today's man suit. It's not even dope.
No.
It's from today's man. You
Burlington
look like
Coat Factory.
At best, dude.
Bro.
It's your dad's old suit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate it. Honestly, I'm going to be real with you right now. Weddings are not fun. They're not fun.
They're always hot. They're always outside.
They're hot.
What's
they're
with
outside.
AC. Indoor.
Don't get married on the beach, you fucking loser, dude.
Idiots.
On the beach.
My favorite shit is the engagement pictures. Those always look painful because the dude is always on the beach and the dude's always wearing jeans on the beach, which is terrible. His fucking jeans are soaked all the way up to his dick and he's smiling, holding up his girlfriend who's easily a 145 pounder.
Oh,
and
she's big, dude.
And he's holding up a smile. I'm getting married. It's like he went home. He put some frozen mashed potatoes on his shoulders to cool him out a little.
Buddy, here's the thing. He's not even smiling. That's just a face of exhaustion.
Photoshop.
Oh, yeah. He took a
whose idea was like, okay, let's wear your full wedding attire and go to the beach.
Dude, you know what I hate so much? Oh, by the way, speaking of pictures, do you know how fucking expensive photographers are for weddings?
Insane.
Dude, they charge like 15 grand.
Really?
I'm going to give up comedy and just be a wedding photographer. Like crazy amount of money.
Dude, a little portrait mode, that shit looks the same.
Oh, but I'll bring my fucking iPhone 8 and just take all the pictures. That would be
imagine
so
sending
funny.
People, that's for sure been a thing though. Imagine sending people at wedding advice. It's just like a portrait picture, like glued to something else. And you're like, this ain't going to last too long.
Yeah, I never, every single time I get a wedding invitation, I go, fuck! And then I never go.
Right.
I do not go. I will not go. Because here's the thing. This is not about me. You don't need me at your wedding.
Yeah.
You don't. What am I going to bring to the wedding? Unless I'm the best man, what am I honestly bringing to the wedding?
Yeah, dude, it's nothing, fucking bringer dude. Show, dude.
It is.
You just need me to fucking fill seats, bro.
It's so dumb, dude. You know the idea behind weddings, like why weddings first came about? It's literally to just let the whole village know
that you're taken.
That you're taken.
Yeah.
That's it.
She's off limits.
Right, right. But hey, but man, now we got the internet, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Well, look on fucking Facebook.
All
we
you gotta
got
do
it.
Is delete three pictures of us in fucking Guam. I'm single, bitch.
That's good. That's it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't need to that go is to your true, man. Stupid wedding, dude.
Wedding One, singer, though.
You're like a you like dream the movie Wedding come Singer? True. Sandler? What's
that? Do you like that movie, Wedding Singer, with Adam Sandler?
I've seen bits and pieces. It's one of those movies that I've seen so many bits and pieces that I think I've seen the movie, yep, but I haven't seen it.
Speaking of singing, dude, let me hear you speak.
I was
something.
Just trying to. One, you're like a dream come true. Two,
you sound like a preschool teacher having an orgasm.
With you. Three,
all right.
The class for today is we're gonna learn
FBI
shapes.
FBI is listening.
Shapes.
All right, so this week we got some singing lessons.
Yeah, we did.
By our boy, came through. Showed us on the piano how to sing a little bit.
Ted Stevenson came through. Shout out to him.
Here's the thing. I already knew how to sing, so this was easy for me.
You knew how to sing.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't sound like you knew how to sing at all. You still don't know. You still kind of sound bad, man. Not kind of. You still sound real bad.
What was better, my singing or my basketball abilities?
I mean, dude, I don't know how to say that they're both super trash. I don't know.
You need me in your choir or you need me on your team?
I'll shoot myself.
Okay.
what's it for? What are the stakes? Like if we win regionals,
all state basketball. This is choir on Broadway. I don't know if that's a thing.
That's not a thing. Choir on Broadway.
You know,
you could say on Broadway after everything, and or like
sounds legit.
Quickly legitimizes.
Oh yeah,
photography on Broadway. That sounds great, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Waterworks Broadway.
Coming on Broadway. I want to go to that play.
That sounds.
I'm wearing a fucking wetsuit and I'm going.
Wetsuit on Broadway.
Wetsuit on Broadway.
I love it.
On
Broadway. That's a good question. I would say singing. I would want singing because you were so bad at basketball.
And you can't get hurt singing. You might. I probably could. I could probably fuck
you could
that up.
Definitely find
my
out.
My trachea
way to get
hurt a little bit today. Where is the trachea?
I think right your knee, like by your knees, I think.
What's the one I don't know, dude. I don't know the body part at all.
I don't know either.
What's the shit in the back that hangs?
The back
right
of the what?
In the back of your throat.
Oh, the little ball thing?
Yeah.
I think it's a little ball thing. I think that's what the... Yeah.
That's not a trachea?
It's a ball thing. The little
I think,
hang
I
thing?
I think trachea is like Spanish for ball thing. But yeah, moving on. So I had some fucking dope-ass vocals. And if you saw the YouTube version,
buddy,
I busted it out. But for those of you that didn't have the YouTube version, I'm going to bless your fucking speakers right now. Hopefully you're wearing some AirPods. Get your fucking lotion out because you're going to fucking come everywhere. I'm going to sing a little bit of Sam Smith for you.
Get it.
What song do we sing?
I knew you didn't know it.
What
knew you didn't know it, dude.
What was the first letter?
The first letter? what are you talking about? The first? What is it?
Oh, it's too good at goodbye. No. What was the one? What was the one we did?
I don't. Shit, dude. I don't know. I'm gonna take my phone out because I don't know. I don't. I really don't.
And what is it?
What is it? Oh shit. I don't remember. Oh my gosh.
Today is gonna be the day that I'm gonna move back to you. Is that Wonderwall?
That's a theme song to Friends.
That's a theme song to white people. You wake up and you sing that, dude. And then you say 8675309. I like that type of singing because you're just talking fast. 8675309. And then the I is the only one that has octaves on it. But okay, I'll give you guys a little bit of some.
Give it to me, dude. You don't remember the song though.
No.
Then give me a song. Give me a song that you know. Do you know any songs?
Yes, I do. I believe I'm missing you. Can I lay? Oh, I gotta breathe.
Yeah.
Can I lay by your side?
This is Trevor Wallace singing, by the way.
Next to you. That fucking last one. That last one, though.
That wasn't bad. What
sounded like a sparrow nutting, though.
Dude. What is the words again? Oh, yeah. Can I lay by your side?
Sound like a depressed seventh grader.
You're lying, dude. Yeah, I kind of do.
Singing out the window on the way home from soccer practice.
Out the school bus window.
My confusion was like, I feel like I sound like I'm good singing in the car and obviously in the shower. But like, dude, were you nervous at all to sing? I was fucking shitting bricks, dude.
Here's you want me to be honest with you right now? I'll give you my complete honesty. I know that I can carry a tune. I know that it needs to be shaped and I'm not like great, but I can carry a tune. So I wasn't
that
nervous.
Let me say this. Yes, you had home court advantage.
How was that?
You were singing in your own apartment. You know the acoustics.
That's true.
You know the airflow through the windows. You know all that shit.
Dude, why do you think I made him play the piano in the bathroom?
That is smart. Carries well. So I don't.
So do you think you'd sing better in your house?
Yes.
Well, actually, who do you think sang better right now? Because we have you think you crushed
Come
it,
on,
buddy?
Bro. I think I had the most improvement. Dude, I had the biggest comeback in 2019.
Dude, because if you sound like a cat in a blender when you start.
But then when I finished, Tal was outside of the blender.
Yeah.
Still chopped up, but he's outside of it.
Right. Just
so I got rid of the.
Right.
I'm starting off.
That's it, dude. Yeah.
So what are you saying about singing? It's all facts, you know? It's about breathing. Life's about breathing, bro. You ever think about that?
That is true, man. You breathe in, you breathe out, man. What is that song?
Breathe in, breathe out. That's what every fucking fifth grader fucking jerks off to after drinking a Red Bull sugar-free. Breathe in, breathe out. Is that Limp Bizkit?
I need new jeans. I don't know.
Limp Bizkit, bro.
Whatever happened to them?
I think they still tour in like Wichita or some shit like that.
Dude, you know all those bands still like sell out?
Yeah.
In like Iceland?
Bro, Insane like Clown Posse still tours. Still wears full makeup.
Dude, that's what's crazy about music, man.
Cults, bro.
You can have two hit. You can have one hit and still tour.
Dude, think about this. There's been babies that were conceived at an Insane Clown Posse concert that are now old enough to go to the concerts, probably.
That's disgusting. Can you imagine if your parents told you that you were conceived at an Insane Clown Posse?
Better than being a mistake. Shout out ICP, dog.
Yo!
Insane Clown Posse. But that is pretty crazy. And there's for sure been babies born at every concert. Every Coachella, I'd say someone's been. Woodstock. Woodstock for sure, bro.
Dude, there's been a baby that was born on a canoe. Like, just weird shit.
The babies that were born to fucking charity benefit shows.
That's true.
All right, and today we're going to have the piano playings of Mozart.
Dude, did I ever say this, that fucking Beethoven's music, they like wanted to ban it because it was too sexual?
Really?
Yeah. I did research on it because I used to have a bit about it. Like, all that.
They wanted to ban it when he was popping or
yeah,
like
when
now?
Well, I mean, he's kind of still popping, but
he
yeah.
He still is. He still gets a fuck ton of plays on Spotify. Like, 3
I mean,
mil. Dude,
yeah. I mean, if he had an Instagram account, he'd still be. He would have 5 million, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'd be like one of those weird guys that only follows himself. And, like, all of his pictures are in black and white, but he's still fucking, you know?
I'm going to be honest with you, when those Instagram accounts that only have the black and white pictures, they look dope. It looks kind of dope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would be urged, though, if I had a dope picture and there's some colors in the back, you got to be like, God damn it.
Yeah, this is a fucking rainbow, but
this
you can't
poppy
fucking see
looks
it.
Gray now. It's a fucking California orange poppy. Nobody will know. You'd be fucking Mozart?
Oh, yeah. But they thought it was too, like, sexual. So they wanted to ban his music.
That was sexual to them back in the
day? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. They're like, and then some girl was just like, oh, yeah, I fucking love the high C's. And they just, like, they played that shit.
Wow.
And, yeah, and the courts back then were like, we need to stop this.
I think what happened is the dudes on the court, on the jury, they weren't getting any action, and they started putting on Mozart, still weren't getting action, like, fuck it, ban everything.
Yeah, sure.
Take it all down. Fuck music. It's all gone.
I can't fuck the music with music on.
I can't
either. Cannot.
No. It's too weird.
It's too weird.
My roommate in college, we like shared a joint room. So I was like connected and he would just blast country. It's like, really?
To fuck with?
Yeah. It's like, bro, really? That sounds like you're fucking incest right there.
You're just fucking to nostalgia?
You just got fucking Tim McGraw just singing to you in the background. Or Luke Bryan, a dude who's visibly hotter than you are.
Yeah.
And you're going to fuck to that?
Those are just fuck to racism?
Bro, it's like, that's literally like just putting a hotter dude's image in this girl's mind to make you look better. You sing a little.
But maybe that's what she needed because he was disgusting.
Probably.
Was he disgusting?
He's buff.
So his face was gross?
Yeah.
Oh, really? His face looked like hamburger meat, but then his body
frozen
was shredded.
Hamburger meat, spray painted with tan.
Oh, that's disgusting, dude.
Yeah, he kind of looked like, what's the dude in the Goonies? The Hey You Guys!
Oh, that guy.
He looked like the Hey You Guys guy if he got work done on his face, like plastic surgery.
You know what's crazy, dude? Forever, his entire life, he's the Hey You Guys guy. No one knows his name.
No, fuck no.
He's at CVS.
Dude, you know who I saw yesterday?
Give it to me.
Did you ever watch All That growing up as a kid?
No. I didn't have cable growing up, dude. Sorry. My bad, dude. I'm sorry, dude. Sorry.
Talk about a fucking success story. Didn't have TV, now he's on it. That's a fucking story right there, dude.
What up?
All right, never mind. Well, I saw the Lori Beth. She was like one of the main cast members, and she was just eating sushi by herself.
Was Lori Beth the heavier woman?
Yeah.
I know the character, sort of. Yeah.
She was just eating sushi right next to us, and I wanted to be like, is that good? Hang on. It was just like, she was eating sushi by herself with headphones in. You know, much of an asshole you got to do to walk up and do one of these where you point at their headphones and you like signal for them to take it. Hey, yeah, could you try to take that? Were you the girl at All That?
Dude, do you know the amount of people that do that to me?
With the headphones?
Yeah, because I wear headphones all the time. There's nothing in them, but I just don't want people to talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like people like recognize me on the street or something, but like people were like, whatever, on like an airplane or some shit. They'll be like, hey, so where are you going? I have headphones in, dude. Yeah. I don't want to talk to you.
Bro, I'm going to tattoo some headphones in my ears just to make people shut up.
Word. That's a tattoo that exists. Someone has an AirPod tattoo, 100%.
I'd say so.
It's disgusting. All right, we got to get out of here. Today.
We got to get out of here, but the singing was dope.
Yeah.
Let's sing our way out of here. Real quick, little comp. Let me get a bar. I'll give you a bar.
All right. Go ahead. You want to go first? I'll go for it.
What do you want to sing?
I was just going to sing that Sam Smith one.
Go for it.
Can I lay by your side next to you?
I know, just show off. A lot better than I thought.
That shit was fucking dope. There are women out there that are wet, that are fucking like a sauna. Just.
What was that noise?
I don't really know, dude.
Those are pussies puckering up because I'm about to kill it.
Yeah,
here we go.
You need some water, dude?
A little water.
All right, give it to me. Dude, he's not going to be able to follow that because I kind of killed that. I was very surprised at myself. I fucking crushed it. Give it to me. Go ahead, man.
Can I lay by your side next to That was probably the worst one. Dude, that was worse than before I even started the singing lesson. Can I lay by your side?
Oh my God.
Next to you.
Oh my God. You sound like if a sparrow just went in the garbage disposal. That's what you sound like. You sound like a.
When he's singing on his way down. Like, sound like a fucking depressed ass hound dog in Tennessee. Sound like a hound dog that got his ass beat for fucking shitting in the house.
And they won't let it back inside, so he's on the hot porch. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, there's some songs I could crush. I just choose not to do it.
Dude,
I got an audition next month, so I don't really want to stress out my voice.
But you're not good at anything. You're not good at anything but the internet, stand up, and videos.
I fuck with that, dude.
That's fine.
Anything else than that? Don't book me. Hit up Michael. I can't do that shit, bro. But Michael could sing at a fucking 13-year-old's birthday party and people would be happy.
Hell
I sang
yeah,
there,
dude.
They'd be like, why can't the clown just fucking shut up? I'm like in full makeup. I ran out of balloons, buddy. I don't know. All I know how to make is a fucking straight snake.
Oh,
we got to get out of here. Do we already plug dates and shit? Was that?
We've done like six
podcasts. I don't know, dude. Fucking lose my mind, but I'm going on tour at the end of April. So just go to my website, Trevor Walls Comedy. You know, Philly, New York, East Coast, New Jersey, fucking North Carolina, bro.
Hey!
Huntsville, dude. Philly, bro. I'm going to get pulled over by a cop and ask for directions in Philly.
Oh, no. Just be nice, dude. Just be nice. Yeah. I'm going on tour too, and check my dates out on May and June. In May and June on my website.
What's
buy tickets. We love you. Huh?
What's the website?
Michael B. Blaustein.
Michael B. Jordan.
No, man. All right, man.
All right, that's enough for the episode.
All right, guys. Goodbye. Love you. Bye.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.